With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. 2 weeks into the partial federal government shutdown, people are still flocking to national parks, including Glacier, with or without the typical amenities. Nikki Ouellette reports.
Glacier's Going to the Sun Road closed 2 months ago, but a dozen cars were parked at the gate Saturday.
There's been a steady stream of people swishing by on cross-country skis or trudging along on snowshoes. For the most part, it's just really quiet.
Most private businesses in the park closed months ago. Now the shutdown has closed the visitor centers, entrance stations, and other park-run services usually open in the winter. A skeleton staff of federal law enforcement officers, park dispatchers, and snowplow crews are working. Elsewhere, Yosemite and Joshua Tree National Parks in California announced on Monday they're closing campgrounds for health and safety concerns as litter and human waste pile up, and they're gating some roads to reduce the need for search and rescue. Glacier's been more quiet. Visitation here drops from 500,000 or more people each summer month to 20,000 or so in the winter.
It's a whole different vibe. This is peaceful and snowing. It's a winter wonderland.
Lindsay Metzger is visiting from Washington, D.C., where she says nearly all National Park Service lands, including children's playgrounds, dog parks, Smithsonian museums, and national monuments, have been closed during the shutdown.
I mean, if it were summer and all the facilities were closed down, then I think it would have a huge impact, obviously. But because the buildings, we weren't expecting facilities to be open or restaurants to be open, so I don't think it really impacted today at all.
Ben Piven is from Brooklyn, New York. He and some friends spent the day snowshoeing in the park, which they said was great, aside from no toilet paper at the vault toilets, which are still open.
It's certainly a bummer that what goes on in Washington, D.C., it's very dysfunctional politically, has to impact the way that people appreciate nature this far away from the District of Columbia. But hopefully by maybe January 2nd or so, they can get it sorted. So, fingers crossed.
In Glacier, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.